सुमिरांधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महामदन्दाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदागे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि नजिमामि त्वयामिह इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयामि शरणम्। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरहितो मन्दिकृतेन्दीवरं जाडं जागुडरोचि संविदधतं पटं रस्यसिन वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामां विरामोदरं राधासन्धनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्याय। श्रीमान भक्ति वेदांत परिव्राजक महाराज श्री लघुवर कुशोदास महाराज चरणे पुष्पांजलि दिवे 10 से 15 मिनट। Should announce first. Sure. 1 minute. The other.
Hare Krishna. First of all, we would like to announce 2 new publications. One is the calendar, which is full of details. For the whole world, 41 different locations are mentioned in this calendar. It is available on the registration book table. Some of you may take a package of them to your congregation and other devotees in your area, and you can work that out with Tila Trustee Group. They also put a minimum donation available for every and each devotee. Then, new publication tonight. This is a very special publication. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, but this year, Shripad Madhav Maharaj, he has graduated. He is now a PhD, you know, officially. Already he was and is Srila Gurudev is doctor, everything. So we are so much indebted to Srila Madhav Maharaj for all the services that he is rendering throughout his career. And this is like a beautiful flower or jewel which is available now. This is the thesis that Maharaj wrote to obtain his PhD. This thesis is describing what is the meaning of relationship between disciple and guru. Everything about Guru Prabhupada is available in this beautiful book. It has arrived today, and some of you have heard so many good classes of Maharaj on the same subjects. Now all this nectar is available in book form. And I become that you obtain one of these books and learn from this what is the ideal behavior of a sefa, a guru sefa. So again, obtain one of these books, they are available. Hare Krishna.
অটোমেটিক্যালি এসে যাবে, বোধ করি আর কিছু করে আর আমাদের চেষ্টা করার কোনো প্রয়োজন। সরস্বতী গোস্বামী ঠাকুর তিনি কত বড় আদর্শবান এবং উচ্চ শিক্ষিত
করেছিলেন ওখানে
সম্মেলনের মতো ওনাকে নিমন্ত্রণ আহ্বান করেছিল। তিনি উত্তর দিয়েছেন যে হ্যাঁ আমি সাধু সঙ্গ করতে চাই। সাধু সঙ্গ করতে গেলে দুই ধরনের সাধু, কারণ সাধুর কাছে প্রেরণা আমার, এই জন্য আমাকেই সাধুর কাছে যেতে হবে, তাহলে সাধু সঙ্গ হবে। আর না হলে সাধু দিয়ে ডেকে নিয়ে আসবো গাড়ি পাড়ি দিয়ে দিয়ে সে সাধু সঙ্গ করবো, ওটা হবে না। ও কৃষ্ণ পাঠ করলেন না, তার কাছে জানাচ্ছি, তিনি আমাদের উপরে কৃপা করুন যাতে এই রূপ এবং ভক্তি লাভ করে আমার এই জীবনটাকে ধন্য করতে পারি এবং বৈষ্ণব আনুগত্য থেকে যেন আমি বঞ্চিত না
same uncompromising renunciation.
One time, just to illustrate this, there was a king, King Mahendra Chandra, very famous king, living outside of the Nagarjuna area, and he was having a large Vaishnav conference. And he invited Babaji Maharaj, you please come and be one of the special speakers. So the Lord showed us Babaji Maharaj, he gave the invitation and said, oh, my dear king, if you want my association, then you should leave your palace, leave your ministers, leave all your wealth, and you come to the banks of the Ganga with me. Live in a small hut, engage in Harinam, and have no worry for your maintenance. If you come by the strength of your bhajan, I will be forced to come and give you my association from love, and I will personally maintain you. But if I were to go to your palace, what would happen to me? I would become your competitor. By association, I would also want materialistic things. I would want wealth, and I would compete with you. So I don't want that. I will never go there. Rather, you should come here. And this theme is very similar. It's like Mahaprabhu and Maharaj Pachyaputra. Mahaprabhu would never meet with Maharaj Pachyaputra as a king. The only way Maharaj Pachyaputra was able to gain the grace and association of Mahaprabhu was when he took the humble position of a speaker, or when he dressed in very simple cloth and met Maharaj Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the park later, and humbly massaged his feet and recited beautiful verses from Gopi Geet and other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. If we want the mercy of a pure devotee, we must divest ourselves of all worldly abhimant, that I am a king, that I have wealth, and all of our attachments. He was very strict on this. One time, one boy came to him, and he said, oh, Babaji, I want to learn how to serve Krishna from you. And he said, yes, if you want that, you come with me. You come to my place. You renounce all of your worldly association, non-Vaishnava association, to come and live with me. We will eat by doing Madhukari, and we will clothe ourselves from the tattered garments that were previously used to cover corpses. We will drink the water of the Ganga, and this way we'll live very simply. Boy said, yes, I will do that. And for some days he lived in the association and in the place of Babaji Maharaj. After a while, though, there nearby was living one kirtan, bhajan, singer, a professional. His name was Ram Das. And he sang in a very melodious, artful way. The boy became attracted and began to secretly associate with this person against the orders of Gorkhashodas Bhaktivinoda. Later, he was associating, he was even getting pairs of contacts. And after some time, Babaji Maharaj noticed that this boy was singing, heard him singing Vaishnava Vandana and other Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajans, and he said, oh, now he's gone to take the association with this Ram Das. I don't approve. And they said, Babaji Maharaj, how can you tell? He said, I can detect the mood of this bhajan and the style of his kirtan. Now he is taking association with worldly persons and he's learning only hypocrisy. Very soon he will leave, and he will look to take the dress of an ascetic and for worldly name and fame. Not long after that, the boy left without permission, went to Puri, and then about a month or two later came back. When he came back, he was dressed in ascetic dress, but very stylized ascetic dress. You know, like you see some Babaji's like that. Nice cloth, very proper, and he was attracting the following. He came before Babaji Maharaj in the presence of the local Mahant, or priest of a nearby temple. And the Mahant said, oh, Babaji Maharaj, this disciple of yours, he's come to return to you. He's been in Puri, he's been serving Harinam's Thakur. He chants Harinam constantly, and now he's performing bhajan on the level of spontaneous devotion. He's a brother of the Vaishnava, and everybody worships his feet. Babaji Maharaj rejected it. He said, this is simply the croaking of frogs. This is not Parivrata, this is not Parivaja. And soon the snake of world desire will devour that frog. and he rejected this person because of his duplicitous nature, and he said that now he's taking this stress only for the purpose of getting good food and getting the praise and adoration of others. This is not asceticism. He's only learning hypocrisy. So, in this way, Shogun Maharaj, through his actions and through his dealings with those who came to him, was very strict and set the highest example of what is pure Vaishnavism and what is materialistic imitation. And he would not dare any of the materialistic imitation, and he struck it very vigorously and very firmly against that.
महीना कुछ कीर्तन करो
कृष्णाय कृष्णवत्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमो गौरकिशोराय संसारवैराग्यमूर्तये विक्रलम्बर साम्बुदये पदं विराजते नमः सर्वप्रथम अस्मदीय रूपात्मक मुने जो कि हमारे गौड़ी संप्रदाय की जो परिशोदास बाबा जी महाराज जी के तिरोधान तिथि इस विषय पर सभी ने अपना अपना श्रद्धा पुष्पांजलि और हृदय की भावना उनके विचारों को व्यक्त किया है। नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षात वैराग्य मूर्ति उनकी वंदना में यह पाया जाता है कि वे साक्षात वैराग्य की मूर्ति विप्रलंब रसाम और विप्रलंब रस के समुद्र है। ऐसे जो गौर किशोरदास बाबा जी महाराज जिनका जीवन ही पूर्ण वैराग्यमय है और वैराग्य से परिपूर्ण है। वैष्णव लोग दो प्रकार के देखे गए, जो कि हम लोग जब मठ में आए मंदिर में वैष्णवों के आचरण में दो चीज देखने को मिलता है, एक दुष्टानंदी तो दूसरे है विवेकानंदी। जितने जितने वैष्णव हुए हैं विवेकानंदी अकेले अकेले रह करके वैराग्य के साथ रहकर भजन करते रहे, तो इस प्रकार कठोर वैराग्य का अवलोकन करना बहुत से लोग भले ही अभ्यास कर ले परंतु वो अभ्यास कुछ दिन चलता है और चल नहीं पाता। जब कृष्ण अनुराग में अनुरागी हो जाए तब यह वैराग्य सिद्ध होता है कि हाँ वैराग्य। जैसे किशोरदास बाबा जी महाराज को थारे वो प्रेमो में राधे राधे तुम्हारे कालाल तुम्हारे जाके राधे राधे तुम्हारे कालाल ये गौर किशोर निरंतर तुम्हारा नाम ले करके राधे राधे कह करके पुकार रहे हैं। राधा जी के प्रति प्रबल अनुराग निष्ठा और भजन की प्रबलता को दिखाया। इसी तरह से जितना अनुराग होता है संसार से अपने आप वैराग्य होता है। इसी पर से वो प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा युक्त वैराग्य से युक्त वैराग्य उसमें कोई विषयों का संबंध नहीं रहता है। सिहरि सेवा यहा अनुकूल विषय बलिया तेरे ताहा है भूल। सिहरि सेवा के अनुकूल वस्तुओं को विषय देकर यदि त्याग करते हैं उसमें भी भूल हो जाता है। और गुरु किशोरदास बाबा जी महाराज जी के जीवन में देखा जाता है कि ये कोई कीर्तन करने वाला गौर निवाय का कीर्तन किया, कीर्तन करने वाले व्यक्ति को कहा अभी ये कीर्तन करके गया यहाँ की मिट्टी को उठा करके फेंको गोबर जल से क्या ले। बोले क्यों ये गौर नाम नहीं कर रहा है गौर गौर ना टाटा टाटा हाँ बोले गौर गौर जब रहा है नाम ले रहा है कीर्तन कर रहा है
चली है। इस प्रकार के जो गोपी सुंदर पवन महाराज राधा कृष्ण के विप्रों को रस में डूबे हुए वहां से उनकी धारा में जो की विरह विप्रों को रस की मूर्ति वहां प्रभु है उस भाव को प्रकट किया। इन भाव के आस्वादन से गोपी सुंदर पवन महाराज के चरणों में हम पुनः पुनः पुष्पांजलि समर्पण करते
very nice, delicious Gustav Shikok. We are, at that time, we were together when we were honoring our Prashadam. Mr. Shorts Maharaj told them, be very careful. Externally, maybe renunciate in the Grahastha Ashram, but internally, if you're associating together, trying to enjoy in subtle ways and very delicious foodstuffs, this is also going to prohibit your bhakti from flourishing. So sometimes in this path of bhakti, we feel that we're making advancement in renunciation, and actually we're internally we're having so many different subtle attachments. I may be wearing the dress of saffron, but internally I'm meditating on an external sense gratification and associating with ladies in too intimate a way. We have to be very, very careful for this. So the one of my godbrothers spoke on the internet, and he said that some of our acharyas, the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are manjaris. And I asked Gurudev about this. And he said, who has said, maybe it's not important to me, he said, all of our acharyas are manjaris. So, it's very auspicious that we come together and glorify these transcendental personalities who are coming from the highest transcendental abode and trying to give us this gift of praying by renunciation and also by absorbing ourselves in separation from the transcendental seva of the Lord.
Thank you.
नाम शष्टमनुगी सचिपुत्र सर्वं रूपं तस्य प्रियगुरुप्रिय मात्रं पुष्टवाणि राधारुणं राधिका मातरं प्राप्तवर्षाप्रति तस्य गुरु तं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवासनि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वप्रथम अस्मदीय गुरुपाद पदों नेत्रियावृतम विष्णुपाद
और विशेष करके सन्नी बसे आज गौरकिशोरदास महाराज आज अपराधिक जीवन चरित वैराग्य भजन प्रणाली एवं आज जीवन आदर्श शिक्षार कथा सब सकाल थी आपन पर्यत श्रवण कर অনাদিকাল পরিবর্তনশীল জগতের মধ্যে এই জীবের আসা যাওয়ার শেষ নাই। জীবের পরম্পরের অনুসারে তাদের আহার ব্যাসন বিলাসাদি শক্তি পাওয়া যায়, কিন্তু আমাদের আদারপাল বলছেন কীর্তি সরস্বতী এই অনাদিকাল সংসার থেকে চলে যাওয়ার পূর্বে যে ব্যক্তি তার জীবনের ভজনে ছাপ রেখে যান
উৎকণ্ঠার সঙ্গে ভজন করেছেন, যার জীবনের আলোচনা এবং ভজনের উৎকণ্ঠ
শ্রীমতী জ্ঞানচরণের আশ্রয় গ্রহণ করেছিলেন, যার জন্য মহাশীদের যদি সিদ্ধ একটা বিশেষ পথকে সংরক্ষিত করা হয়েছিল, সেই পথকে তিনি পরাঘাত করে তিনি
ভক্তি প্রপাত এই সন্দর্ভে নিয়ে
চরণে উপনীত হন, তখন এই গুরুকে যখন তিনি সমর্পিত করে দেন, সবকিছু গুরুর চরণে অর্পিত করে দেন, তখন তিনি আর সংসারে কোনো মাতা পিতা ভাই বোন স্ত্রী পুত্র পরিবারের সঙ্গে তিনি কোন প্রকার সম্বন্ধ রাখেন না। তিনি জানেন গুরু মহারাজ বন্ধু আমাদের যে একমাত্র মাতা পিতা, জগতের পিতা সেই যে পরম বন্ধু, সেই যে মাতা পিতা শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চরণে তিনি প্রেম ভক্তি দাতা, সেই মাতা পিতা গুরুন্দ
সন্ধর্ষ সন্ধর্ষ
সাধের মধ্যে কষ্ট প্রমাণ দিচ্ছেন যে তিনজনটা ভক্ত রয়েছেন যার অত্যন্ত বৃহত্তন্ত্র ব্যক্তি সাধ রয়েছেন বৃহৎ ত্যাগ করে এসছেন তার কখনো কোনো প্রেমিক প্রেমিক আত্মীয় না করিয়া এমনকি তারা সাধের মধ্যে বলছেন তারা ধীরে ধীরে সবাই সবাই ধীরে ধীরে সূর্যের মতো দিয়ে ঢুকে আর এগিয়ে যায় পালে হাতির মতো এগিয়ে যায় পালে সূর্যের ঢুকে আর পালে
was already all
scriptures, but how he approached as a disciple, as a discipleship of Guru Sadatvaj Maharaj. The Guru Sadatvaj Maharaj apparently, after that he was illiterate, he has no so much knowledge about scriptures. But really, he only behaved this externally to cheat us. But really he was Paramahansa Mahabhagavat, fully situated in that platform. Only Prabhupada was recognized. He explained, just with the Maharaj was explaining, that how that Prabhupada saw both Isadatvaja Maharaj, telling that all my ego of knowledge and scripture all crossed by his glance. Such a qualified guru, in his pranamanto he prayed that, Namo Gaurakisaraya Sakshat Vairagya Mutre Vipralamba Rasamadhe Padam Jayate Namo. Namo Gaurakisaraya Sakshat Vairagya Mutre. It was the embodiment of Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. The two types of renunciation we know. One is Phalgu Vairagya and one is Jukta Vairagya. Phalgu Vairagya is Pravanchita Buddha Harisamandhi Vastu. This Pavutu Vairagya false renunciates. They think that, oh, everything is false, we should give up this and fully renounce everything. But really, the real Vairagya is Jukta Vairagya. Jukta Vairagya means they see everything in relationship with Krishna. That Krishna Nirvande Krishna Samande Anasakrasya Vishayam Jathavarajandita Nirvande Krishna Samande Jukta Vairagya. So like this, Guru Sadatvaja Maharaj was not like false renunciates. How once he approached, came nicely, well dressed, came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He used to hear Bhagavat from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He considered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in the innocence was very transcendental. So like this, Gautama then came and Gopinath asked Babaji Maharaj, why dress you operate like this, very wealthy dress, rich man dress. He told that nowadays, this dress, Babaji dress became very cheap. Oh, many people wear this dress and they do so many nonsense things. They associate their illicit sex relationship and doing so many bogus things. I went to be separated from them. So how he established by his teachings? The real Vairagya is very, very rare, very, very high. That's why Prabhupada himself, we see that Gautama Maharaj instructed Prabhupada that you should not go to Calcutta. It's a very, very place of idealists. Apparently go like that. But Prabhupada established his mark in Bhagavata, a very big mark. So how he seems to be contradictory in his teachings, but not. Actually, Prabhupada understood the real teachings of Guru appears in the heart of disciple, they understand. We cannot understand these things. Like this, you have the real Vairagya. Another meaning of Vairagya means vicious raga. The raga is attachment. The deep attachment to the divine couples, Radha and Krishna. How he performed bhajan in Radha Kund, in Surya Kund. Is not dependent on eating, sleeping, like the Goswamis. Sri Govardhana Kalpa Padmakale Kalindi Bandi Kuta Gosantavati Sarvata Khede Mahabhipali Bandi Rupa Sanatana Rabhujago Sri Jiva Gopalaka. How deep bhajan like Goswamis, always day and night, crying and crying, always absurd in chanting. No, it was sleeping, itching. Sitrahara Bihara Mandavindu. Completely given itching, sleeping and everything. Fully absurd. If it is to eat something, can take any more or anything available. Not that it needs nice prasad. If somebody desires for me, oh, I should taste sweet rice, the opulent feast. He should take neem leaves and put his mouth. Oh, now you want to taste, or taste this is the taste. Like this, how he taught us how to control the senses. Actually, most of us, we think that we Vairagya is very cheap, it's very, very difficult. As Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita, Karmendriyani Sanjayam Jyavatthi Manasaswaram Indriyatthana Vipurantva Vidya Chava Suchyati. Apparently controlling controlled senses, but mind contemplating always of sense objects. So you really pretenders cannot be real Vairagya. If we solve Guru and Vaishnava, Guru they wholeheartedly, maybe this renunciation will appear in heart. And without renunciation, nobody can do this bhajan. Like Gautama Bhavaji Maharaj taught that, this is very, very essential. The bhakti we are practicing, how we know? The renunciation will appear. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayatam Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chatam Pahitukam. Really pure intelligence will come. What to do? How to? What from bhajan? Which to give up? Which to accept? Everything. Like Prabhupada Bhakti Sakata Guru, how he taught the Yukta Vairagya, this was the essence of the teaching of Gaurakrishna Swami Maharaj. And so many speakers already showed, so many pastimes. So just this much I speak and offer my Pushpanjali at lotus feet. The one will be possible so that I can enter into the bhajan.
अभी विभिन्न वक्ताओं ने गौतम बाबाजी महाराज के वैराग्य और रसानुभूति के संबंध में बहुत से वक्ताओं ने विचार प्रकट कर अपनी अपनी पुष्पांजलि दी। मैं सबके तरफ से श्री गौर किशोर दास महाराज जी के चरणों में पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। वो कृपा करके हम लोगों के ऊपर में दया करके युक्त वैराग्य और उन्हीं के जैसा भी प्रणम्ब भाव से भक्ति सबके अंदर में प्रविष्ट हो वो कृपा करें। I am giving Pushpanjalis in the lotus feet of Gaur Kishore Das Prabhupada Maharaj that he mercifully he can give us Yukta Vairagya and Bhakti like him with Pranamba Bhavatma. Kal ke ki program ache? Bole do. Kal ke sakali? कोई तो बोले दो। कल के सकल मीटिंग के समय पे 9 समय आज में
कल के हरिकथा विश्राम और सुबह 5